You're listening
to the Modern Horrors
Podcast Network.
Today's episode of Final Girls Horrorcast is brought to you by Dango, Mondo, Tommy B, and Black Cat. To become a part of our amazing Patreon crew, please visit us on patreon.com/Final Girls Horrorcast.
Hey there, lovelies, and thanks for joining us on the 219th episode of Final Girls Horrorcast, the show where we discuss some of the horror, thriller, and sci-fi movies currently available on your favorite streaming sites. I'm Amy.
And I'm Carly.
Today we'll be discussing two new films selected by our all-knowing Wheel of Terrors, Saint Maud and Sputnik.
As a reminder, we do tend to spoil movies, so continue at your own risk. Both of today's films are currently streaming on Hulu, so make sure to check those out before continuing if you are a spoiler-sensitive listener.
Good advice, good advice.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, is that Leia squeaking?
So, guys, I closed the door, the front door, so I wouldn't pick up any outside noise. Leia was peeping on the whole neighborhood because she's an old lady like that. And she's mad at me, so now she's deciding to pay it forward by squeaking her cactus.
By squeaking the entire time recording. Yeah. What's louder, the outdoor noise or Leia squeaking?
Well, definitely the squeaking.
Yeah.
But what's cuter, the squeaking.
That's true. The squeaking is also cuter. So, you know,
you gotta, Leia, you gotta, can you pick calm it down?
You gotta pick what you want.
Can you calm down? Now she's just staring at me. Oh, she knows what she's doing.
Aw.
Leia.
All right, Leia, thank you for bringing us into our next segment, which is called
Trailer Trash Talk.
I don't know why I introed it like that. I never have introed it like that.
That's flawless.
I'm so uncomfortable. Today's trailer is We Need to Do Something. It's with a September 3rd release date. It's directed by Sean King O'Grady. It's his first non-documentary feature-length film, and it's written by Max Booth III. The IMDb summary is, after Melissa and her family seek shelter from a storm, they become trapped. With no sign of rescue, hours turn into days, and Melissa comes to realize that she and her girlfriend Amy might have something to do with the horrors that threatened to tear her family and the entire world apart.
Well, I didn't get any of that from the trailer.
Zero of that I got from the trailer. Who's Melissa?
I have no idea.
I thought that this was like a Pat Healy movie. Like, Pat Healy's all over this trailer.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay,
who Melissa is, or right? No, the other one, Amy.
Melissa,
Amy,
or Amy.
Who Not are me. They?
Other Amy. Don't know. I think they might be the young girls in the trailer.
I only saw one girl. I thought
I only saw one too. But this is telling me there's two of them.
Who knows?
I don't know. All I know.
Yeah.
Is this looks good?
I think
the trailer looks good. I love Pat Healy. It's fun to see Pat Healy in something. I haven't seen 100%. Him in anything in a while.
I agree with you. I wasn't super keen on it by the title. I don't know why. It made me think of that movie We Need to Talk About Kevin for some reason.
It's that kind of title, but
yeah,
very different movie, it seems.
And I was like, oh, this is not at all what I was assuming it was.
Right.
I love storm movies, so storm horror is something that I can get into.
I feel like I should be seeing more of these types of horror movies right now, and maybe they're coming, but there's going to definitely feel like, let me retry that sentence because it was not coming out the way I wanted it to. I feel like there's going to be a lot of like claustrophobic quarantine type movies coming our way.
Sure.
Because of everything we've been dealing with. It seems like, you know, natural that would be what we're getting. But we haven't gotten many of them. And this is like the first one I've seen that's come out besides Host, I guess.
Yeah, well, there was also that JG. I mean, it's not straight horror, but like the suspense one that Joseph Gordon-Levitt was in on Prime, I think, where he's like the pilot.
Oh, I didn't see that one.
I really liked it. You should check it out. But I think that was kind of the same thing where there was only like two actors in it. but it takes place like in the cockpit of a plane.
Oh, okay.
But I was like excited for more of those kinds of, you know, creative things that can be filmed in small spaces.
Yeah.
And you're right. We haven't gotten too many of them.
No, I thought we would be getting bombarded by them. I don't know if it's a good thing or not, but I'm excited for this. It looks like it starts off with just, you know, stuck in a house during a storm, and then it turns like supernatural, I think. Yeah. I don't know.
And it sounds like it too by the trailer. Or yeah, by the
I'm into it. I'm into it. Let's watch it.
Deal.
September 3rd. Coming to a TV theater? I don't know. Something near you.
It'll be available.
That's right.
It'll be available somewhere.
That's right. Well, let's jump in. I'm excited to talk about today's films.
Samesies.
What's our first movie we're talking about today? Carly.
We're going to be getting into Saint Maud from 2019, directed and written by Rose Glass. This is her debut feature-length film. The IMDb summary is, a pious nurse becomes dangerously obsessed with saving the soul of her dying patient.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's accurate. I had to edit the summary a little bit because the way it was written didn't make any sense.
I appreciate you.
I omitted two words from it.
Well, it flows much better with this amount of words, I'm assuming.
I think so. So I remember when we discussed the trailer, I was interested.
Same.
This is A24. Mm-hmm. Haven't seen an A24 movie in a while. I haven't, personally.
I saw The Green Knight.
Oh, did you like it?
I did. It's weird, but it's beautiful.
It's long,
probably
isn't it?
It is, and it's like not necessarily like a cohesive story. I mean, it's based off of a medieval poem, I guess, so right. It's kind of like filmed that way. But I enjoyed watching it. I thought it was really pretty.
Tony actually went and saw that with his friend, and I didn't go.
I'd be curious to see what you felt about it.
Yeah, I might watch it. I don't know. It seems long and kind of boring, to be honest.
It is long.
Yeah.
It could be both of those things. I mean, it's definitely both of those things in some ways.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. It didn't really interest me in the trailer.
Yeah.
I had a friend of mine that was very excited about it, and he was making me watch the trailer, and I like fell asleep halfway through the trailer. So I was like, I don't know that this is the movie for me.
It's not for you then.
It looks beautiful, but if I'm falling asleep during the trailer, that's not really a good sign.
Not a good sign
at
all.
It's a trailer. It's supposed to capture my attention.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It left you behind.
Yeah. So, St. Maud's first A24 movie I've seen in a while. I'm pretty split on A24. Like, they're always very beautiful and thoughtful movies, but I'm not always interested, obviously.
I'm going to be honest. This wasn't my cup of tea.
This wasn't my favorite movie, but I watched the whole thing without interruptions and enjoyed it. So I didn't dislike it. It's just not my favorite.
I think that's the thing. Like, I get it, and I get why people like this movie. I feel like what we're leading up to the whole time was just so obvious to me that I wasn't completely interested in everything else that was going on, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it's not very interesting.
No. And so I wasn't along for the journey. I wasn't there for Maud / Katie's journey. I was just like, I know where we're going. Can we get there? Because I need to talk about this movie tomorrow.
I think that it's an interesting watch, but yeah, I kept waiting for something groundbreaking or interesting or super creative to happen, and I feel like this kind of thing has been done a lot.
Yes.
And I feel like it's always done by female directors and writers. Like, I don't know why. This is like a very like female type creator thing that they make movies like this, and that's not to say it's a bad thing. It's just, it's kind of been done before. I mean, didn't you just have like super strong May vibes? Because I did.
May vibes. It also, I don't know, just like the person envisioning one thing when really another is happening also kind of made me think of that really good film that we talked about, the French one that we talked about with Al. Why can't I remember the name of it?
Oh,
it's gonna bother me.
Wolf Creek.
Nope,
not Wolf Creek. The one
but
with
I get yeah, the short hair, short blonde color. Hair.
Yeah, it's not Wolf Creek though, huh?
People are yelling at us right now. Like screaming because it's on the tip of my tongue. I can see it. I can see the cover of it, but I cannot.
I can
it's
too.
Bothering the crap out of me.
Oh no!
If we're being honest,
it's just gonna
high
be
tension.
Like hi, there it is. Hi.
It
Why
came
was I
to
thinking
me.
Wolf Creek. What's wrong with me?
You know, two words.
Yeah,
it's a movie.
I mean, I didn't really think it was much like that movie, but I knew what movie you were talking about.
It didn't make me think of it in story-wise, but like that theme of like the woman seeing one thing, but really another thing's happening. That's kind of what made me think of it. But like, again, I knew where we were going and I wasn't super into the journey.
Yeah. I mean, I thought of Excision. I thought mm-hmm. of May. I thought of all those like... late 90s, early 2000s, arty kind of leaning towards horror movies.
Sure.
That are like the misunderstood, semi-mentally unstable woman living in this fantasy world and the horrors that ensue. Right? I mean, it's been done before.
It's not done badly.
It's not that interesting because I've seen it a few times already.
I was just really bored the whole time.
I don't think it's boring.
I did.
Okay.
For me. But that's the thing. Like, I get it. Like, I get why people like it. And I think that it can be entertaining. I understand why people find it entertaining. I didn't really like anybody, which automatically shuts off a part of my brain. And I also like knew where we were going, which shut off like
really
another part
Amanda.
Of my brain.
I liked the character of Amanda.
Yeah.
I liked their relationship and I thought it had good development. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed watching. I enjoyed my time with it.
Yeah.
I was really surprised to find out it was Coney Island. Like the second the movie started, I'm like, oh, we are in Eastern Europe. For sure. And then she walks by the Coney Island sign. I'm like, what?
Surprise.
How are we? What? So confused. It's
yeah,
been a
it
minute
was...
since I've been to Coney Island, but it did not look that great to me ever.
No. It was very like disorienting where
yes.
like the time period as well as the like where it took place.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right. It totally
I'm like,
was.
I'm like, okay, but she's dressed real weird and she's like hand washing everything and there's not really a lot of electronics that come into play except
right.
for that Amanda's always on her phone. So
it is pretty timeless in that respect.
Yeah.
And it does kind of drive the difference, you know, the juxtaposition between the two characters are very
mm-hmm.
different, living very different lives, have exposure mm-hmm. to very different things in life.
Yeah.
I found the character of Maud / Katie confusing.
Yeah.
And I wish I had more Katie history. I wish
I
they
too.
Kind of explained the thing that happened before she moved to Amanda.
Sure. I was waiting for some time because we get it brought up. Like there's many times in this film that we could learn more, but we never do. They never quite get there.
They almost tell us like
yeah.
three times.
Yeah.
And it's like, just finish the story.
Mm-hmm.
Let me know what happened.
Yeah.
From what I gather, here's what I gather. She was taking care of an elderly woman. The elderly woman was on hospice and died, and she tried reviving the patient.
And she broke her chest.
That right? Is that what happened?
That's what I assumed from the
because
sex scene.
Because that seems like, okay, that doesn't seem great, but that doesn't seem that bad.
No. I mean, it's
aggressive. You probably shouldn't be reviving hospice patients.
Exactly. There's probably a DNR involved. Very illegal. You crossed a line, Katie.
Sure. But they were acting like she, like, murdered somebody.
Yeah.
Or someone, like, died that wasn't supposed to.
Right.
But I guess that's bad enough to kind of, like, lose your nursing, whatever. But it just seemed weird. I wanted more.
Yes.
Tell me more. Give me more. We know she had a sordid past with men, I'm guessing, at bars.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how
it
seemed.
She has difficulty connecting to people. It's very May. This character and May would be best friends, I feel like.
I agree with you. They're besties. See that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, there is something off that I don't know. I don't know. Is it because I enjoy May so much that it's like a quirky cousin to this movie? This movie is more straight. Whereas May is supposed to be kind of like dark humory. This mm-hmm. is not dark humor at all, but it is character-wise very similar.
May is interesting to me, though, and it flows a bit better, and it's more enjoyable. It's more of like a weird fun watch,
mm-hmm.
whereas like this one's not fun, I don't think. It's more just... It's more like you're waiting the whole time. You're waiting for to learn more information. You're waiting for the crazy thing that you know is going to happen at some point to happen.
Yeah, I think they could have added more creepiness to it.
Yeah. Yeah, that I might agree.
Have, like, there was definitely a lot of uncomfortable moments, but I think they could have extended those a bit. Made it creepier. That whole thing with her walking on nails was interesting, and it happened and it was over. We didn't...
But it didn't mean anything to me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, I get what they were trying to do. I think they could have expanded upon that. I think there's yes. a lot of time wasted in long shots that could have been kind of, we could have been expanding on some of the creepier, more interesting moments.
I agree.
But I don't know. Like I say, I still enjoyed it. I did. I liked my time with it. I would watch it again.
Yeah.
It's not like... top of my list, but
right.
I would recommend this to someone who enjoys movies like this.
Oh, there are definitely people that I would recommend this movie to.
Yeah.
It
is beautiful. I think it's beautifully shot. I no real complaints on like the story even. I think the story is interesting. I just think it could have been, you know, had a little more oomph.
I do but like
it's
the
very
idea.
Understated, and that's kind of A24's thing. I get it. It's just that's not my thing, and that's why mm-hmm. A24 and me are not usually besties.
I like a lot of A24 stuff, but this was a miss for me.
I don't, you know, I always say I do, but right now I can't think of hardly any A24 movies I like.
I liked Midsommar.
Green Room was A24, right? And I love Midsommar, obviously.
Hereditary, The Lighthouse, Uncut Gems,
but those
Lady Bird.
Were exciting. But like, I mean, like more of the.
I liked Under the Silver Lake, which was really fucking weird.
I never saw that.
I think that was A24.
Hmm. I don't know. I mean, I just don't always know. I guess I don't always remember what's A24. They do a lot of stuff now.
But then I didn't like The Killing of the Sacred Deer. But then I think they also did like Ex Machina and It Comes at Night was, I think, one of the first really big ones that I remember watching.
And Climax.
Oh, I didn't like Climax.
No. I guess we like The Lighthouse.
I love The Lighthouse.
I couldn't get through In Fabric.
I didn't try to watch it at any point in time, but...
I would try it again, but I was...
Oh, wait, no, I did try. I don't remember.
It's okay. We don't have to get into it. But I just...
I thought I did.
Yeah, they have kind of like their art house section that I think this falls more into. And then they have mm-hmm. the more like brutal films.
Yeah.
More engaging films.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like I said, this definitely has an audience. It's well made. I think it's a good movie. It's just not my favorite, personally speaking, but that's just personal preference, really.
Sure.
Let me see. Do I have any notes? Any specific notes that I want to bring up? Oh, I'm not a fan of the bugs. How do we feel about the lighting yourself on fire at the ocean thing?
I just felt like they needed an ending. Because it immediately made me think of like the monk that lit himself on fire, like that picture.
When I was in college, I was in a creative writing class and I wrote a short story. And it was like Pretty in Pink, but depressing, where like no one remembered her birthday and or 16 Candles, where no one remembered her birthday. Mm-hmm. But then she lit herself on fire in the gym in front of everybody at the end. And I'm not a great writer. So
So they needed an ending.
Not that this is a billion times better than anything I could write. I'm saying like maybe that ending is
not the best.
I just think they could have done more.
Agreed, but that's how I felt about most of the movie. I think they could have done more
with the Amanda killing. Like, I feel like that should have been a bigger deal than it was.
Yep. It felt very... There was no direction. This movie didn't have any direction for me.
I think it had direction. I just think it was unevenly paced in moments. Yeah. And I think the moments that were supposed to be bigger felt more understated than they should have.
I get you. Yeah. That makes sense.
Amanda murder should have been longer. Yeah. There should have been more talking. There should have been... I'm not into torture, but don't you think there should have been, like, her trying to force her into a religious something and have her think something's happening, but something else is happening? Like, if we're going to push that realm, like, push it.
I would have been more interested to see the time... Not the time jump, but the split of... More of what she's seeing versus like Amanda being like, what the fuck are you doing? Because I think that would have made it more dramatic.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I think that whole section of the film should have been much longer.
I do.
Because we were already three quarters of the way through the movie when that happens. Mm-hmm. And like, we were waiting for this part. Like, give it to us.
Yeah.
Give us the scene. I've been waiting patiently.
And it was over so fast.
It was over too fast. It should have been more intense for sure.
Yes.
Because it's like she went there to kill her. And I don't think that she should have gone there to kill her. I think she should have gone there to help, quote unquote, help her, right? Be her savior. And instead, it felt like she just went there to murder her, right? I mean, she just went there and started stabbing her.
I think in her mind, she went there to save her. But we all knew that she went there to kill her. And the projection of Amanda becoming the devil was just kind of like her excuse to do that.
Sure.
But it was a shitty excuse. And I mean, like, whatever. We all knew that it was going to get there. But it was just, we needed more in that moment. That scene could have gone so much better than it did.
But I think all in all, for a debut feature-length film, like, great effort. I want to see more from Rose Glass, for sure.
Yes.
I love seeing some female writer directors getting out there and doing their own thing.
I agree. Like, again, I think that...
I just want more. Give me more, Rose. Yes. Give me more.
Exactly.
All right. I think that's all I have to say about that.
Same.
Okay. What's next?
What is next, Amy?
Sputnik is next. Ooh. Carly.
Oh.
The one you picked that you knew all
that
about.
That I didn't... I know. Tell me more about it.
Sputnik from 2020. It's directed by Igor Abramenko.
Boom.
Flawless. It's his debut feature-length film as well. He previously wrote a short called The Passenger, which has the same plot as this film. I couldn't find a way to watch that. I was hoping I could, but alas, I did not find one. It's written by Oleg Malov. Sorry, guys. Me and these Russian names aren't friends. Malavikyo and Andrei Zolotarev.
I think you did great.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
The IMDb summary is, the lone survivor of an enigmatic spaceship incident hasn't returned home alone. Hiding inside his body is a dangerous creature. I hate that IMDb summary.
Yeah,
it's just ruined the whole fucking movie.
I know.
Why don't you?
I know.
Can I just tell you... Can I just tell you, first of all, Carly picked this movie.
I did.
If you listened to the end of last week's episode when this came up on the wheel, she's like, I don't know what that is. I'm like, girl, it is literally on the wheel because you picked it. Like, you told me to put it. And you're like, I do not remember this. I don't remember. It never happened. And I'm like, it did. It happened. And I like searched my text messages from you and
finally
found it. And it was from November of last year.
Yeah. I don't even remember how you remember it. That I told you.
Yeah.
But when you sent it to me, I did recall being like, oh yeah, I do remember that.
I will say, I am so glad we saw this. What a sleeper. Totally sleeping on this.
Seriously.
If you're sleeping on Sputnik, everyone go and watch it. Go.
It's so good.
It's amazing.
It's so good.
It's so good.
I was like, what did I do? Like, at first I was like, what did I get us into? You know what I mean? Like, God, I was like, this better be okay. Otherwise, I'm the worst.
Right.
And it's so good.
I would like to preface this whole film by saying that if you watch this on Hulu, because it's currently streaming on Hulu, make sure you go into your audio settings, set the audio settings to Russian, and then select English as your subtitles if you don't speak Russian. For whatever reason, the automatic selections for this movie when you play it are like English dub over, but they're like explaining what's happening too. It's awful. It's not, you can't watch a movie that way.
So this is really funny. I have a story about that. Last year when I was driving to Boise with my dad, he wanted to watch the I forget what it's called, the Elton John movie with Taron Egerton. And yeah. So like he set it up like
on it's called
the,
Rocket like, Man.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
We never got through it, and here's why. Because when we hit play, it had the audio description on.
Oh no.
And it was, Amy, one of the funniest things I've ever heard, just like listening to this guy in this monotone voice explaining all of these things. And we had no idea what was going on. And we tried to shut it off and we couldn't.
Is this the best we can give to blind people?
It was so terrible.
Is that the best we? I feel awful.
Yeah. Like,
can we at least have someone who has personality explaining
has
what's happening on screen? I feel so awful for these people.
I feel like it's the same guy. So they've probably just put it through like a some kind of vocoder or like automatic thing.
Spend the extra money, people. Yeah. Pay someone with some personality to do that shit. Bad enough. I can't see the screen. Have someone explaining it.
So I started watching this movie and I had flashbacks and I was like, oh my God, is this Rocket Man? What's happening?
No, this is not Rocket Man. Very different movie.
I love
that I didn't know anything about this. I'm mad that I read that IMDb summary. If you haven't seen it, pretend you didn't hear what I said and go watch it. Because I love that I didn't know that about it. I love that. I didn't know what it was about. Because when it finally shows you what is happening, it was so shocking and amazing to me. It was the best part of the whole movie.
Oh, my God. And I love how they do it, too, where it's like partly like the night vision kind of like it's just
it was a very effective scene. I mean, there is a lot of CGI in this movie. It's not the best CGI I've ever seen, but it's not distractingly bad.
No, it's not.
And
I've seen worse.
I don't know that I've seen hardly any Russian films. I'm sure I've seen some. I don't think I've seen any Russian horror films. Have you?
I don't recall that I have.
So...
If this is any indication.
I mean, I was just so thrilled that this was so wonderful.
It got to the point
where I was like a half hour in. I'm like, Tony, you got to come watch this with me. Like, he's like, don't start it over, but I'll sit and watch. Because I like, hey, paused it and explained everything that happened. And then realized I forgot to tell him about the whole like spaceship part.
Oh my God, that's so funny. Oh, I just Googled it. I've seen Night Watch.
Okay.
And I've heard of Baba Yaga.
Yes. Okay.
And Devil's Pass.
Yes. We saw Devil's Pass.
We did see Devil's Pass. Yeah. That was a Russian one too.
Okay. But not a ton of them though.
No.
Okay. I don't know. I loved this. I loved not knowing a lot about it. And this is actually did really well, considering it came out in 2020. It was streamed by over 1 million people in Russia, I think, making it the biggest release on its platform in 2 years, says the IMDb trivia.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So very popular. This should be a theatrical release in America. Like
100%.
Unfortunately, it looks like there's a U.S. remake already being approached.
Come on.
It's being... I see that Matt Reeves is attached to it. He wrote the Let the Right One In American remake, Let Me In. Mm. He directed Cloverfield. He directed a couple of the later Planet of the Apes films. He is also directing the upcoming Batman, the Batman movie. So, I mean, I don't know how you feel about Matt Reeves. You love Cloverfield.
I really enjoy Cloverfield. I'm really stoked for the Batman. Did not particularly care for the Let Me In remake, but I really loved Let the Right One In, and I felt like the changes I wasn't a huge fan of.
I love Let the Right One In. Yeah, so that's the parallel we're looking at here,
exactly.
Right?
So I'm a little worried, for being honest.
Yeah, but I will say something that is exciting is that it looks like a lot of the films he is involved in are bigger budgeted films. So yes. The only way to really improve upon this, in my opinion, is a bigger budget, better special effects.
I agree. I hope they don't mess with the script and story at all.
Don't touch it.
I hope they keep all of that.
I don't want them to remake it. Honestly, like, this is great. Don't. Yeah. Just leave it alone.
Just read subtitles, guys. Get over it. Yeah. Come on.
Yeah. Why can't we just? The acting is so good.
It's so good.
When it first started, I was like, I thought we were going to be watching Apollo 18 again.
I know. I thought because remember that, that's it. That's the one I was thinking of. And I was like, shit. When we started, we're in space. I was like, what have I done?
It starts off like Apollo 18, doesn't
it? Yeah. Yes. And I was like, I've done us wrong. And I almost texted you to apologize, but then I gave it some more time.
But then they started talking and I'm like, wait, the acting's good. Mm-hmm. Wait, it looks pretty good. Like, let's just wait before we and see what happens. And then the acting got better, and then everything got better, and it got better and better and better as it went.
It really did. It just kept getting better.
It did. It kept topping itself. I'm like, surely this is gonna get boring soon. Zero boring moments in this entire movie. This movie is, what, 2.5 hours long?
It's long.
I didn't feel any of
at
it
at all.
I loved every second, and that's rare for me.
And I started this late. Like, I was 90% sure that I was going to have to, like, go to sleep. Nope.
Sure.
Watch the whole thing.
It's amazing.
And I was like, surely I'm going to hate the end. Nope. I really enjoyed it. I really liked this movie a lot. I'm so glad we watched it.
I am too. Way to go, Carly.
Thank you for not, for adding it, for trusting me.
Absolutely.
When I have no idea.
Oh, you knew. At one point, you knew.
At one point, I felt it. It felt so right to add to the wheel.
So let's talk about some scenes.
Okay.
So the basic plot, I really don't want to spoil this for you. So honestly, if you haven't seen it, go watch it first, please. So the basic plot, we got these two guys. They're in space. They're chatting, whatever. They're coming back to Earth. And something happens. We see a shadow. There's a noise. You know, the next day we see that they crashed into Earth and someone on a horse found them, which was strange, but okay. It's the 80s and who knows where they landed. Tony was saying that, especially in the 80s, I don't know if it's the same now, but Russian spaceships would just kind of land wherever and they would find them. Like they would carry like guns and stuff because they would never know where they're going to land.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
That's a fun fact.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I didn't do the research. This is just what my husband told me. he's not a historian, but he knows random facts.
I trust him.
He knows random facts. He's good at that, but not a historian. But anyway, so they come back. One guy's dead. Other guy, not doing so hot. Then we have this doctor who tried drowning a boy to save him from his seizures that he was having and then was like up for losing her doctor's license.
Yes.
And they come and get this doctor to try to figure out what's going on with this dude.
They're like, this lady pushes the limits.
She pushes the I mean, dude, everything in this movie is there for a reason. And I really appreciate it. There is one thing that I don't love. But pretty much everything else I love. We'll get to the thing I don't love. It's at the end.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about. So it was just unnecessary if we're on the same line.
We'll get there. So we have this doctor and she's interviewing this guy and there's like a snotty scientist that's been working on this for weeks, I'm guessing.
Yeah, he's so mad.
He's so snotty.
Yeah.
And there's like, and I just love this, like, every character is perfect. Like, I love, they all have personalities. They all work well together. They all morph over time and I feel differently about them over time. Like, really good writing. Really, really strong writing. And the guy, I feel bad for the astronaut who crashed and he's basically being held prisoner. He has no idea why. And she doesn't really understand why until, because he doesn't remember anything, right? That's the only reason we know why he's being held, because we know the guy was dead and this guy doesn't remember anything.
Supposedly. Yes.
Lo and behold, at night, this thing fucking crawls out of his mouth and it's a giant alien that's living inside of his body.
My favorite was when she was like, is it a parasite or a symbiote? And immediately I just thought of Venom. And I was like, oh, I mean, that's Venom.
Venom is the symbiote, right?
I know. I got so excited when I just immediately like,
she's
like,
definitely Venom. A fan of Venom. I definitely. Am. Yeah.
I was like, ooh, go on. You have my attention.
So he has this alien living in him. The guy's acting like he doesn't know that there's an alien living in him. Another twist. He does know. I love the twists just keep coming, Carly.
I know.
They kept coming. I was on the edge of my seat. I enjoyed every moment of this. How do we remove the alien from the man and save the man?
And then some people want to weaponize the alien and the man.
Yes, weaponize it. Get the man to control the alien so he can kill things. I mean, it's just there's so many twists and turns and it's just so great.
They're feeding it people. There's so many things.
Well, and I knew that he was feeding it people the second she said, what are you feeding it?
Yeah.
Because why else were there prisoners on the
there were.
On base?
Yep.
You I was waiting was for the prisoners in. To come back. I was waiting for it to come back.
Exactly. And I was like, they're it. Doing something sketchy there.
And I pointed to the screen. I said, oh, shit. They're feeding the prisoners to the alien. And Tony's like, what?
Yep.
And then I was right. It was very so exciting. Right. It's just so much fun. It's exciting. It's creepy. That first scene where the alien comes out of him is just...
I was like, what chef's the kiss. Fuck?
Chef's kiss of a scene. So great.
I'm so happy that I didn't text you because I thought that you were watching it also because you like helped me figure out the audio description thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, oh, she's surely watching it too. And I'm happy that I did. There were like certain things that I really wanted to text you alongside. And I was like, no, it's fine. Later. I'm glad I didn't.
I'm glad you didn't also. I would have been upset.
Yeah, that would have been a bummer.
Yeah, it would have been a super bummer. Thanks, Carly.
We both went in fresh.
Yeah. I was confused why it was called Sputnik, because I know, obviously, Sputnik is a Russian satellite. But apparently, it's also a Russian word for companion and fellow traveler.
Oh, I didn't know that. I just thought it was a space thing.
No.
There cool. You go. Also a fun
so
fact.
So it works. It works as a title in many ways.
It does.
Yeah, there is a scene. I have some funny notes, so I'm going to go through them. There is a scene where after she sees the alien come out of the dude's body, the main guy goes, would you like to see it up close? And I wrote, I think the fuck not. Yeah. Why would you want to see it up close?
I kind of would want to.
Really?
I would.
I would be leaving. I'm gone.
I would have gone in that room.
I would be gone.
I would not have told them to open the glass.
Yeah, what the fuck was she doing?
I would have gone in the room.
Just put the toy in there the next time. You don't need to do it right now while he's out.
Science, man. Science. That's why they picked her.
It's true. Because she drowns little boys.
Yep.
But I definitely wrote, why don't they kill the alien? But then immediately they explained why.
Yeah.
Every question I had immediately... fixed. Boom. Answer. Makes sense.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
I just like fucking love it when a movie does that.
Me too.
I love it when I write down a question and then immediately I'm like, oh, that's the answer. Easy.
all the pieces fit so well.
Oh, that moment when the guy said, I have a tickle in my throat. I must be coming down with a cold. I'm like, no, there's a fucking alien in your throat, bruh.
Oh, I loved that first scene too, when she walked in with the tea. The scalding hot tea.
There's an alien in there. And it comes out like a slug and then it morphs into this weird looking thing.
Yep. I liked the alien design too.
I thought the alien design was great.
And I like how they explained how much it grows versus then how like compact it gets when it like they goes into its stomach.
Everything.
It's so lovely.
It
but
is
like not in an exaggerated like
no,
that was a stupid line kind of way.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
It's beautifully written, perfectly orchestrated.
Yeah.
Like that's why I'm like, don't remake this. You're not going to be able to remake it as good. There's no way. The only way you can remake it as good is if you remake it exactly the same. And then what's the fucking point?
Exactly.
Just cuz it's in fucking English? Americans need to learn how to fucking read, guys.
That's what I'm saying.
Jeez Louise.
Sheesh.
You didn't come up with the idea. Stop trying to take credit and make money off of it. Let these people have their fucking moment, America. For fuck's sake.
I agree. For fuck's sake.
For fuck's sake, Carly.
God. Just fuck.
So the only thing that I did have a problem with was this orphan side plot.
Yeah.
The astronaut had a kid, had a boy with a woman, and then she died. Mm-hmm. And the boy went into an orphanage, and he wasn't even sure what orphanage or the boy's name. And that's a big side plot because basically that's how our female scientist gets under his skin and does all this stuff. And also, that's kind of why you want him to stay alive. Like, that's kind of your driving force. You want him to be reconnected with his son, right?
Right, right.
You want that for him. You want him to, you want the kid. And they have, like, moments with the kid where the kid's trying to get a box off of a shelf and the kid has something wrong with their legs. And I'm like, the whole time, every time they show a scene with the kid, I'm like, this is weird. Everything else is fitting so perfectly. How is this coming into play? So you know someone's coming to get this little kid at the end because they keep showing the kid. Spoiler, the kid is her. The kid is the scientist, not the astronaut's son. And correct. She goes and gets the son and adopts him at the end.
But we've never seen the son before because the whole time we've just been watching her.
Right.
And I wondered, so that was kind of one of the questions because one point she's bathing and she has a scar all the way up her spine.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's a little interesting, but now it makes sense knowing that the little kid is her. But at the same point, it doesn't add anything to the story. Except for, I guess, maybe giving us a reason why someone who never indicated wanting to have children prior would go, like, get this kid out of an orphanage.
Yeah, I mean, I think it would be believable if they wanted to keep He Has a Son in the movie to have her just have this relationship with this dude enough that she wants to help him
and
help take care of his son, which is sweet and kind of wonderful. I don't know that I care that she was in an orphanage. I don't think that adds anything to her character that we didn't already have. I don't think it really explains how the character is the way she is.
No.
I was kind of thinking it might have some connection. She can't give up because of... I mean, it does show that she's never been able to really give up and she has, like, strength of spirit or whatever. Mm-hmm. But we already knew that about her. I don't know that seeing the flashbacks really added to anything.
Sure.
The shoes was the only connection I had at first where I'm like, that's weird. Why does that little boy have her shoes?
Well, and she was wearing like a very similar running outfit.
Yeah. So she was wearing the same size shoes or were they her mother's shoes? Or like, I don't really get the whole shoes thing, to be honest. Why was the little kid trying to get the shoes? Maybe because the kid wanted to walk. I don't know. It doesn't matter. That's the one thing that didn't quite work. But it didn't.
Maybe
it wasn't a big enough part of the movie that it even mattered.
Yeah.
To me. Yeah.
I agree.
I don't know. But yeah, I mean, it's gruesome at times. It's heartwarming at times. It's scary at times. It's action-y at times. I mean, it's just a fun, it's an overall fun, good, wonderful time.
It's fantastic. Please watch it.
Some of the subtitles move a little too fast.
Yeah.
I rewound a couple times just to make sure.
I wanted to, but then I was like, it's fine. I'll probably get it.
Yeah. It's just a lot of words and off really quick.
Yes.
People are speaking fast.
Yes.
So there's, I think I would say it happens like three times in the movie where I'm like, wait, what?
Mm-hmm.
I'm a pretty fast reader. I could not get that. But all in all, yeah, it's just good, guys.
So
it's
good.
Just good. I was talking to Patrick today on Modern Horrors. Mm-hmm. And as I was talking about how much I love this movie, and he said, oh, people were saying it's a lot like Aliens, so why do we need another Alien movie?
It's not at all like Alien.
And I was like, I don't think this movie is anything like Alien.
Except for the fact that there is an alien.
That's what I like said. It. I was like, beyond there being an alien in it, it's nothing like Alien
at all.
Could it be more different?
Not
it's
even
more
a little.
Like The Arrival. I thought.
Okay,
it's
I can
like
see that.
If The Arrival was really dark,
and the aliens were smaller,
and the aliens were smaller and kind of scarier.
Yeah,
but because there's that whole like science element and communication and trying to figure out what's going on,
sure,
kind of thing.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's not like The Arrival, but I would say it's more like The Arrival
it's
than
like
it is
Venom.
To Alien. It's like if Venom and The Arrival had a baby.
Yeah. That's this movie. That's Sputnik. Oh, so good.
Yeah. Guys, if you're sleeping on that one, don't.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. You'll love
it.
Go watch it.
Get over subtitles.
I want to buy that one now.
As Bong Joon-ho said, get over that one-inch box of letters at the bottom of your screen and just jump in.
Those posters are not doing it justice.
I can agree with that.
Those posters are bad.
They're definitely
like it's almost
a choice.
As bad as Terrified. Remember how we didn't want to watch Terrified because the posters were so bad?
I do.
It's like that. But Terrified is awesome, and also so is this.
Yeah. Guys, just check it out.
Oh my goodness. So good. All right. Man. I loved that movie.
Yeah, me too. I'd watch it again.
Oh my God, I want to watch it again right now. I want to like
too.
Watch it with other people. I want to show
like,
the world this movie.
Yes. Yes.
Absolutely. Super fun. Anyway.
All right.
So how are you doing over there, Carly, in Carly Land?
Oh, you know, just living my life.
Living your best life.
Living my best life.
Nice.
I finally, because like, I guess universal passes are like a thing again. And I had one before pandemic. So I was like, I'm just wasting money if I don't go. So I went on Saturday, I think.
All right.
And I got to see some dinosaurs.
There you go.
That was pretty neat.
Nice.
Oh, my God. And I rode the Harry Potter ride and it like stopped when I was upside down.
Oh, no.
And I just laughed because I would joke about that all the time. Like, imagine being stuck upside down on this ride. And then it finally happened.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It was funny. It was a funny moment.
How long were you upside down for?
I mean, I feel like it was like a minute and a half. Like it was
okay.
A good amount of time.
Yeah.
To just be like staring at like a whomping willow that's not moving upside down. And then like when it started again, it was very slow. So it was kind of like weird and disorienting.
Oh, no.
But it was.
Well, the blood rushed to your head.
Yeah. It was funny.
Well, they probably have to do it slow.
Yeah.
You can't like keep you upside down for a minute and then whip you back around. I'm going to fuck you
up.
No,
I'd probably pass out. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
oh,
yeah,
man.
That's it.
Oh. I have been doing two things with my time. Number one, exercising.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, Vampire Diaries.
Mm.
That's it.
That sounds fun, though.
Occasionally, playing
Spirit Fair.
A little
bird told me that someone got their sentry.
I did get my
strength
sentry
class.
I know. I'm a Peloton nerd. And
oh my God.
I got my girl. Century badge. If you know what that means. If you know, then you know. If you if don't, you know, you know. That's cool. Don't worry about it.
I'm so proud because I know. And I'm so proud thank of you.
Thank you. I'm excited about it. That's what you get for exercising. You get a badge and a free t-shirt.
And a t-shirt.
Woohoo.
So everybody knows.
So everyone knows that you exercise. Boom.
It's so stupid. I saw someone when I was at the airport wearing a Peloton shirt, and I was like, I just want to give you a high five, but that would be weird. So no, I didn't.
Because Peloton people love each other.
They do love each other. Yeah. It's like, oh, you're in the know. You're a Peloton. Yeah. You're a Peloton. I'm a Peloton.
I'm a Peloton too. Double Peloton. This is not an ad for Peloton.
People hate us. Just no.
But yeah, Vampire Diaries all day, or day.
I restarted Supernatural.
I thought you were gonna watch Vampire Diaries with me.
Okay, I am.
Okay,
how far are you? I'll jump in tonight.
I'm in season 5 now, girl. But
oh fuck. Okay, well,
it's okay. You can go at your own pace. I remember everything that happened. I just watched it.
I'll text you as I'm watching it.
Yes, please.
Okay.
And that's it for me. But you know what?
What?
Next week is a very special week, my love.
Oh my God, it is.
It's our 5th anniversary.
Yay!
Quickly approaching. Very excited. So we won't be discussing movies as per usual. We will be doing our annual anniversary special in which we discuss the past year in movies that we have covered on the show, and we will hand out our final girl awards to said movies.
Yes. I'm excited.
And we love it when our listeners play along with us and give us their nominees for their favorites. So if you're on Letterboxd, or even if you're not, go on letterboxd.com, letterboxd.com, and create an account. Find me on there. My name is Awiki, Awiki. I'm going to post the link in the notes here today. Go ahead and look at that list. On the list that I made, it has every movie we covered in the past year, and it also has a list of the awards we're going to cover. So you can play along with us. And if you are a Patreon subscriber, you can go ahead and join us live when we record and chat with us as we pick our favorite movies and least favorite movies and creepiest movies and yada yada yada.
Yay.
And be a part of the conversation. Yes.
Be in it with us.
So if you are a Patreon subscriber, keep your eyes peeled on Patreon. I will be posting more information on that.
I'm excited.
I am too.
It's always fun. I love our anniversary episodes.
Dude, right? So much fun.
Yeah.
So much fun. What's not to enjoy about that?
Nothing. No things.
All right. So that's what we're doing next week.
Sweet.
Those are always my favorite episodes.
Me too. Because we just get silly.
We just get silly. We just talk. We don't have anything real going on.
Nope.
We don't have to be serious.
Nope.
Yeah. Not that we're serious ever. Are we serious ever? Sometimes.
Sometimes. Very rarely, but yeah. Sometimes.
That's all I got for this week, Carly. Do you have anything else you'd like to add before we close out?
That would be it.
All right. Well, that's it then. Until next week when we have our anniversary special, I'm Amy.
And I'm Carly.